Hey guys, it's Izzy and welcome back to my channel. So in today's video, it's really, really exciting. We're going to be talking all about how I did a California road trip whilst having no legs. So if you did not know, I'm actually a quadruple amputee and I make loads of videos like this. So if you do like videos like this, then make sure to subscribe down below. But in October 2019, I actually went to California and I did a 2-week road trip where I travelled from San Francisco all the way down to LA and then back. So I really wanted to share my experience with you guys and like the route we did and everything and the accessibility, because we did not know before we went how accessible some of these places would be. So I just thought I'd basically give you like a little bit of an accessibility guide as well as just a holiday guide. Now, as I'm filming this video, I'm obviously aware that you're not allowed to travel, and I would strongly advise you stick to the measures of like stay inside and everything. However, people have loads of time, and this holiday did actually take us a while for us to plan, so I thought I would still make this video so you guys can get on with the whole planning of the video now. So I did actually vlog the whole thing, so I think there are 2 or 3 travel vlogs, so if you'd like to watch them to get context behind all of this, then I will leave them linked up the top. So we flew into San Francisco and just stayed at like an airport hotel that night, and then we got ready to go to Yosemite. Now, our first place, yes, was Yosemite. I feel like a lot of people don't do Yosemite when they do the California road trip. If you're thinking about skipping Yosemite, I would definitely recommend you go. I thought I would find it quite boring, but it was actually amazing. So the entire time we were there, we got a rental car, and oh my gosh, the car was flipping massive. It was a joke how tall it was. I struggled to get in it. I think my whole family even struggled to get in it. It was huge. So yeah, we put all our stuff in the car and then would travel between place to place. We stayed at Airbnbs the majority of the time, obviously apart from the hotel. So once we got to Yosemite, we actually stayed 2 nights there. This accommodation was the smallest, but it was really, really cute. It was literally in the middle of nowhere. Now, Yosemite is not the most disabled friendly if you are not too great at walking around. I found that I was a bit wobbly, especially because I had gone in my sea legs only like a few months after first getting them, so I was still a little bit wobbly anyway. But Yosemite is amazing. The views were absolutely insane. So I cannot recommend Yosemite enough if you are not thinking of going. Yeah, the pictures we have there are just amazing. They're absolutely incredible. I do, however, it's cold. One morning we woke up, it was literally minus degrees, but then the same day it got to about 26 degrees. This is all Celsius, by the way. So yeah, the temperature there was a lot colder than we expected, especially in the morning, obviously because you are in a valley. You don't get the sun until it's like up. So that was something to note, but Yosemite was absolutely amazing. So we spent 2 nights there. On our second day there, we then started the drive down to LA. Now, the drive to LA is actually not that long. It was a couple of hours. I'm not too sure. I can't really remember how long it was, but we had, for all of the long drives, we had found places on the map that we were going to stop off at, even if it was just a little town to drive around rather than just a big highway. So we did that. A good tip if you're on a road trip, when we wanted to stop, we would always put a Starbucks in the, like a Google Maps, and it would come up with the nearest Starbucks that was just off the highway. And then obviously you've got a really nice toilet and you can stop and get a drink and stuff. So we did this quite a lot. But yeah, we started the drive down to LA. Now, I think this basically took us like all day. It took us quite a while to get in and out of Yosemite. I'm talking like maybe like a few hours of driving within the mountains and the hills. Some of them roads were genuinely the most scary ever. And actually, something that I didn't know was when you start driving into LA, you actually have to go over like a mountain, well, I'm not sure if it's mountain range, but over loads of hills. So that was really interesting because loads of the lorries and stuff were really having to slow down as they couldn't get in. So yeah, we were staying in an Airbnb. It wasn't central LA. It was maybe like, well, without traffic, it would probably be a 10-minute drive from the centre. However, LA, The traffic in LA is awful. You sit in a queue for hours and just like not move. It was really accessible in LA. So yeah, we went round, we did the Warner Brothers studio tour. Now if you have not got this on your plan when you're thinking of going to LA, definitely recommend going. It was really, really, really good. We got to see all of the scenes from loads of different shows that we really liked, and yeah, it was really, really fun. So that was something really great that we did. We also went over to Santa Monica and we went to the Staples Center to watch the basketball because the boys really, really wanted to watch the Lakers. And yeah, we just really had an amazing time whilst we were there. After we stayed in LA for 4 nights, we then started the drive back up the coast. Now on the way out of LA, we actually went through Malibu and stuff, and it was actually incredible. The views were amazing, and then we wanted to drive up the coast to go to our next place. Then we started driving even further up the coast to Pismo Beach. Now this was the perfect stop off between Monterey and LA, which was going to be our next destination, and it is actually a famous surfing beach, so the boys decided to do surfing lessons here. We did only stay here one night, but from what we saw it was really, really pretty. And yeah, the boys had amazing fun at their surf lesson, and it was really, really fun for me and my mum to watch them learn to surf in somewhere that's so renowned for surfing. After that we then drove further up the coast to Monterey. Now Monterey has got some of my favourite pictures ever. I think it was Lover's Point is the prettiest place ever. We actually saw a whale in Monterey as well, which was just insane. We saw quite a lot of wildlife actually in the sea. In LA we'd seen dolphins and stuff, and again Monterey was super, super accessible. And yeah, just lovely. We did like all their 8 mile drive, or is it seven? We did like a big coastal drive through Monterey and all around there. And yeah, it was super, super pretty. I think Monterey was one of the most picturesque places I've ever been. It was actually insane. And then after we had stayed there for 2 nights, we then drove even further back up the coast to San Francisco. Now this part of the drive was probably the most exciting. Most of the roads along here were on the coast, so we just got amazing sea views. All of the little bridges that were going along where the land came in and out were really, really scary actually to look at. And then we got to San Francisco. Again, we had an Airbnb in San Francisco and we stayed here for 4 nights. This Airbnb was by far the best located. We had views out of the window of Alcatraz, which was insane because obsessed with Alcatraz. And yeah, it was really, really nice. All the Airbnbs were, to be fair. The only thing I will say about San Francisco, no matter how pretty it is hilly. I don't think I realised how hilly San Francisco was, but around every corner there was a hill. And I'm sorry to my dad who did have to push me up some of them hills in my wheelchair, because I would walk up the hill and go backwards. Some of them were so steep that I just couldn't. So we did use the car quite a lot around San Francisco. We actually got a parking ticket, whoopsie, because apparently American police, well, traffic police aren't very forgiving of when you put the blue badge on the wrong side of the car. Learned that the hard way with a fine. So yeah, we managed to basically just park there in San Francisco. We actually got the bus in San Francisco as well, because we wanted to go to Union Square, and that was quite a while away from where we were staying. So we got the bus there, and the bus was, oh my god, the bus. So I don't think I showed this in the vlog, but I was in my wheelchair when we was on the bus, and the bus driver went ballistic, and he like strapped me onto the bus in my wheelchair, like so much that I was like, I was not going anywhere, like anywhere. And I actually met one of you guys, in fact I met two of you guys in San Francisco, which is baffling. So yeah, if you guys are watching this video, hi, I remember seeing you both. One of them was actually on the bus and the other was when we were walking down by all the piers. So yeah, once you're down by the piers in San Francisco, it is flat, thank god. But once, when you have to go up, it is so hilly. So we stayed in San Francisco 4 nights, and then we had to make the really sad journey back to the airport and flew home. It was about a 12-hour flight, although on the way home, I don't really know why, but basically they changed our flight path, so it was like for it's like 9 hours or something, so they cut a few hours off, so that was really good. And I had cramp everywhere because I'm just not made to sit in economy on a plane. I had a cramp everywhere and it was just it was fab. I can't sit in the same seat for that long. Was not fun on the plane, but the holiday was incredible. I had such a really, really fun time whilst we were there. I was able to do so much and join in with what everyone else is doing. So I really, really enjoyed it. And yeah, to this day, I think it's one of my favourite places I have ever been. So I really hope you guys did enjoy this video. Let me know in the comments down below if you'd like me to film anything else, any more holiday videos or anything like that, even though we are currently trapped inside. But yeah, I've really, really enjoyed going to San Francisco. Definitely one of my favourite places I've ever been. If you did enjoy this video, then make sure to give it a like, comment and subscribe, and I'll see you guys in my next video. Bye!